This is a great question, and I'm really thankful for you having asked it. At its bare essence, when you drill through to the heart of your concern, effectively what you're asking is, will a four-month period of stay in Hong Kong as a employment visa holder, but not having been working for the employer who originally sponsored your visa, during those 4 months, will those 4 months actually break your continuity of residence for the purposes of a right of abode application subsequently? Just very quickly, it's not commonly appreciated that when you get an employment visa, you actually secure two privileges. You get the privilege to do the particular work that underpin the employment visa approval in the first place, but you also get the necessary approval to reside. And it's that approval to reside that prevails to allow you to remain in Hong Kong when you've stopped working for your existing employer. And the period of stay that you have manifested in your passport will allow you to continue to reside through to its expiry, whereupon you're expected to leave. Unless, of course, as you're planning to do, which is to change your employer and have effectively a four-month gap between term ending your original employment and then rejoining the workforce accordingly. The short answer is that this really shouldn't have a big problem for you. 4 months is not a particularly long period of time. If, for example, you decided during these 4 months you wanted to travel outside of Hong Kong, as long as you're not outside of Hong Kong for longer than 6 months, there'll be no explanation required on the right of abode form that you use to make your application subsequently. That put to one side, the other part of the approvability test for the right of abode is not only continuous residence, but it's continuous ordinary residence. So what is ordinary in your situation will depend on the circumstances of your life. So, for example, if you're out of work for 4 months, is it reasonable for you in the context of the circumstances of your life to have been looking for another job? And can you actually produce evidence to show that during that time you were looking for a job? Have you, for example, in those 4 months been taking rest on doctor's orders? Can you produce proof to the immigration department if they ask you to show that you've been taking rest on doctor's orders? Or have you just been taking that time to consider other options? The reality is, though, that, you know, conceptually, whilst you might have to explain these 4 months away later on when you make your application for the right of abode, in my experience, it's highly unlikely that the immigration department will put you to such test. Of course, you know, we are talking about a situation some 5 years hence, and who knows what the immigration department will be doing at that time. But in my experience on current practice, the 4 months that you're planning to take out shouldn't be an issue whatsoever.